What's going on, y'all? Gator2K back here with the Gust of Wind podcast. This is episode 30 something. 30. I wish Subin was here to tell me. I think it's 32, 3, 7?
32, I think.
Something like
I
that.
I think it's 32. I
Subin
think
always 32. Subin keeps track of the numbers. I just talk and ramble, and I'm just some dude. Subin has something to handle today. As you know, pre-release has been going on, and he's had his handfuls with that. I'm happy for him. But joining me today, I actually have two replacement Subins. I'm going to call them the little Stoobies. I have here Professor Polk, James Sims, winner of the Fresno Regional in the Senior Division, and I also have Lucas Odell, winner of the San Diego Regional in the Senior Division. I have two seniors with me. They're going to school me a little bit today. Fellas, how are you doing? James, what's up with you? How you been?
Doing good. Preparing for Worlds, which I leave tomorrow. Yeah, doing good.
That's good. And Lucas, what's up with you?
I'm doing good. Kind of doing the same thing. So I leave for Worlds on Sunday.
So. Must be nice. Yeah, I don't know what Worlds is. I've never been there. I don't know what's going on.
Unfortunate.
I know, right?
Scam your way in.
Easy. But no, I met both you guys at respective regionals. I met James. I met you both at San Diego. And yeah, and Lucas, I've known you for a while through Twitter because you used to stream for a little bit, just a little bit. You stream for a little bit.
Yeah, I'm gonna stream again.
I mean, why not?
He always says that, but he never does.
Okay, my mom wants me to stream, so I'm gonna stream.
That's what's up. But yeah, I met you, Lucas. I think the first day of San Diego, I made a tweet saying, "Hey, I tell people I have to meet," and you tweeted back, "You're like, Gazer, we have to meet." I'm like, "Oh shoot, okay, we do have to meet." So I'm like, "Where are you?" You're like, "Where are you?" And we're asking each other. And I think I was going to the restroom, and you were coming out, and you're like, "Gazer Beam." I'm like, "Lucas," and we shook hands, gave each other a big hug, and you're like, "Yeah, I'm in top four. I'm in top four." I'm like, "Oh shoot, okay." So then, next time I caught you, I think it was finals, and I was like, "Okay, I got to keep an eye on you." So I'm like, "I'm trying to watch, from the table, but not be too close." I'm like, "Is he doing well? How's he doing?" I'm trying to watch, but yeah, that was a great time meeting you. And then in San Diego, same regional, James, you walked up to me, and you're like, "Are you Gazer Beam 2K?" And I'm like, yeah, man. I'm like, "Who are you?" I'm expecting to hear a name. You're like, "Oh, you don't know me." And I'm like, "What the heck? Stalker. Who is this guy?" But then you're like, "I listened to the podcast. I watched the stream before. You said I'm Professor Polk on Twitch." I'm like, "Oh, I do know you, man, Professor Polk." You say, "Yeah, name is James Sims. I listened to the podcast. You and Subin are hilarious." And it just, that meant a lot, man. Like, that was my first instance of that. They call it imposter syndrome, when you feel like you're nobody, but then someone knows you, and you're like, "Whoa, I'm somebody to you." So, that was a big deal. And I met our boy, Stellar Wish, And
Logan Adams.
Yep, I met Logan. Yeah, and he was like hyped to meet me too. So, just meeting you guys and a few other people I met in San Diego, just the other regionals, meant a lot to me. I was like, people know who I am. But yeah, it was so great to meet you guys. And now I have you guys on the podcast finally. We talked about this before. I wanted to get you guys on there before, but now I have you guys. I know a little bit about you. I'm sure the audience might not know a lot about you. You guys are just some upcoming seniors. So, let it be known. James, tell them about you, your background, how you got started, how long you've been playing. Tell them what's up, man.
Man, I think I first played in like second grade because Pokemon cards were like the cool thing at school and everyone had them. But my dad would only let me and my brother buy them if we learned how to play. So so we bought cards. We bought a couple like the starter decks we played. And then, Pokemon died off. I didn't really play anymore. But they're still like kind of around our house. And then it's like 2019-ish, where I found them again and I started building a deck, like decks with them, and like looking online more, and then I discovered Limitless and like proxies, and I like proxy a deck every single day. Just like playing a ton. And just me and my dad would play. But then it was like right when the pandemic started where I wanted to get into competitive. And so then instead I played in online tournaments, like the first Hexters on Battlefy. And then I just kind of kept playing online tournaments for like 2 years, I think. And then IRL tournament started up and I was super excited because I already had a decent grasp on like the game and how everything worked. So I wasn't coming in like completely like on the bottom. And yeah, we're here.
Well, that's what's up. So this is your first year as playing, right? IRL?
Yeah.
Yep, still a senior. When do you
first and only
Yeah. So starting next season, which I mean is already underway with all the challenges and cups going on, you're gonna be a master now, right?
Yep, I've already been to one Masters tournament, except there was one other person there.
So now you're rocking with the big boys. Welcome to the big
It's not
leagues.
exactly competitive yet.
Yeah. Lucas, you've been playing for a very long time. I looked up some of your
Yeah.
stuff. Tell us your background, man.
So I started playing in about 2015, I think, 2016, when I was in grade one or kindergarten, I think I started learning. My parents would only let me buy the cards, like James, if I learned how to play the game, because my sister had a bunch of cards and she just gave them to a random boy one day. So they taught me how to play it. They learned there. They realized how good of a game Pokemon is for like learning math and English, because that's how I actually learned math and English, was through Pokemon. So they took me to Vancouver Regionals in 2016, I think, and I top aided with Pyroar, because no kid played Hex Maniac in
That's the
that
one that
format.
blocks basic abilities, right? I mean, basic
Yeah.
yeah, it has the ability that blocks basic Pokemon. Can't attack into it. So
I literally made the best meta call at my first event on accident. I played a Delphox EX and a Blaziken EX. Those were two terrible cards, but because Pyroar was so good, it was just a top eight, and then I hit a kid playing Hex Maniac in top eight, and I just lost. So yeah, I learned that was my first regional. And then my mom became a judge and started running events in our area. Right now she's running two events, and then we have an event on Friday. So she's really helpful with my Pokemon right now. And there was one store that she first ran. She ran that for about 3 years. And then we would run one on Sundays, so we would go Saturday, Sunday for tournaments. And that's kind of where I got my basic stance of the game. And then I met a few friends who kind of like catapulted me into a more deeper understanding of the game. And then I'm here now. So.
Well, hey, we're glad you're here. How many more years do you have as a senior? Is this your last year too?
No, I have two more.
Sheesh.
Yeah, I have this season and next season.
Up and comers. I mean, you guys might be one of you guys might be the next Reagan.
Wait, I worded that wrong. I have this world's next world's and the world's after.
So yeah, you got two more years. Because this
Reagan
season's
is
just
the
yeah.
being. He's insane.
Hey, that
Yeah.
could be you guys. I mean, it starts with winning a regional. You guys have done that already. So, fellas, been trying to get you guys on here for a while. You guys are finally here. It's time for one of our most popular segments. You guys know what this is, right?
No.
No?
I mean, I've listened to your podcast, but
You don't know what's
I
coming up?
lose.
James, you know what's coming up, right?
Yeah.
Number six. It's a six prize turn. What's gonna happen here? I'm gonna ask you guys six random questions. They may or may not be Pokemon related. You guys have to answer them as quick as you can, just to give the listeners a little bit more insight on who you guys are. You guys get three each. We'll take turns. I'll start off with you, Professor Poke, James Sims. Question number one: what is your favorite candy?
Oh, Swedish Fish.
So, really? They're
Yeah.
okay.
No, they're
So
really
mid.
good. What?
They're so mid. They're
No.
mid. They are pretty mid.
No,
Have you had Sweet Tart gummies? Okay.
no.
I gotta get you some Sweet Tart gummies. I told Subin about them, and Subin
I'm
was like,
gonna
"Hey,
get
these
the
are good."
sweet tart.
I
I
gotta get Subin
already
some.
get the sweet tart.
Lucas, what's your favorite Pokemon type?
Fairy.
Wefairy? I love Wefairy.
Okay, I
Now
was thinking of water because of Tauttle, but the fairy.
why fairy?
It has the best because it has like the cutest mons. Because all other mons are all other types have like a mixture between like cute and not cute. Fairy is like all cute. So, yeah.
Right. Next question for James. James, what sleeves are you using on your decks right now?
Like what color or like what
What
brand?
brand? Brand and color.
Dragon Shield, and I like just whatever color I haven't bought yet, I buy that one.
Okay.
Mad.
Lucas, your favorite clothing brand?
I don't wear brands most of the time. I don't really care about brands.
So where do you get your clothes from? You just walk into a store and say, "Hey, give me that shirt."
Mostly I just shop at like we don't really typically go, but I just go to Walmart for clothes. I don't need that many clothes.
Hey, I got clothes from Walmart too. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
James, favorite generation of Pokemon?
Ooh, Gen 7. I don't know, like Oranguru is cool, the Tapus are cool,
Gen 7
Solgaleo is cool. They're all cool.
it's
Gen
above
7 was like
Gen 7's okay. It's so-so. It's like right in the middle. It's a little bit above mid. It's all right. It's
Gen
okay.
7 was like the only game that I went really hard in. The Tapus are sick. Those are awesome.
It's okay. It's all
Also,
okay.
Hapu's a G ha Hapu's a Chad.
Her Mudsdale. She reminds me of what's the new chick? Poppy. From the new games. She reminds me a lot of
That's the
Poppy.
new card where you move 2 energy, 20 other Pokemon, right? Yeah, okay.
But yeah, the characters just remind me of each other a lot. Lucas, last question. Favorite PTCGL Twitch streamer?
Gazer Beam or Landon Kaitler? Kaitler TCG.
Okay, I accept that. Okay, as long as Gazer was in there somewhere, that's fine. It's acceptable. That was the Six Prize Turn with Professor Poke and with Lucas Odell. All right, fellas, moving on. We need to talk about these regional wins you guys picked up. When I met you, Lucas, you were in the middle of your top four. Tell me about that run real quick. Tell us about that run, how that started. What did you play in San? This is in San Diego, by the way. James, we're not going to talk about your San Diego run. It was very uneventful. We just won't even mention it. Didn't you
Well,
go
it was
like
very
one?
eventful.
Didn't you go like
You got
one and
four
five?
tries.
Yeah,
You went 1-1-4.
one four. Yeah, so yeah.
You have to leak, Lucas.
But no, Lucas, tell us about your run. Just yeah, start with your run. What did you play?
I played a Lost Box Kyogre with a Zero Aura. It was just full on baby deck.
So the Zeraora, was that for Lugia,
That was for Lugia. Yeah,
which
you
was
couldn't
like
really.
everywhere at the time? Ugh.
Yeah, you couldn't really play a deck that didn't have a tech to Lugia.
Yeah.
You still like, yeah.
Do you remember some of your first matches?
I think my round one was against a Giratina. So
Was it
I
an
went into
Arceus
that.
or Lost Box?
Oh, this was before Arctina. This was Lost Box Tina.
Okay.
So I went into that round just knowing that I was gonna do more for less when I was playing against Tina. So I kind of just won that game because they were trading two into me, and I would just win because they needed to discard energies. And when they crammed, they didn't have enough cram and a high enough velocity. And I would just put down a Snorlax, do 180 to something, and then they have to Tina it, and they can't use Star Requiem, so they have to lasso on 2 energy. Because if they cram, they have to cram twice into my Snorlax, and if they can't Sableye my Snorlax either, so my
No.
Snorlax was just a tank.
Snorlax is good. I ran into that problem in NAIC. I was playing Lost Box and I ran into a Snorlax, a colorless Lugia build with Snorlax. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't Tina these guys. I mean, I can't Sableye these guys. What do I do? I managed to win one game and then I lost the next two. I was playing against Jake from the Pittsburgh Pokemon Podcast. Jake, if you're
That's okay.
listening, I'm still mad. This was in NAIC.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was basically whoever won that game was able to was going to keep going for day two. Had a chance, and he won it. And it was a close game. It was a close match. But yeah, that Snorlax is ridiculous.
Yeah,
Did it come in clutch in any
so.
other matches?
I played two Snorlax just because it was good into the Lost Box matchup because, again, you can't Sableye it. And it was good into Lugia. It was very good into Lugia because at that time they would attach powerful energies and attack with Stoutland. So you would, in response, you would go Snorlax, Choice Belt, Thumping Snore, knock out the Stoutland. So I played two because it helped against like the top two decks. So yeah.
So the way seniors work, since it's a smaller number, how many rounds do you guys have?
I think it was 6 rounds in San Diego.
Six rounds, and then so I'm guessing a record of what 4-1-1 get you in?
Yeah, but now with later on in the season, we got more players, so it ended up being 7 to 8 rounds. Yeah.
So yeah, 4-1-1 would have got you in. Do you remember what seed you were? Because you only top eight was on the day two for seniors, right?
Yeah, if you want me to scroll, I don't know. I don't remember my thing, but I did make a post about my placing. I
Yeah,
think
for
it
anyone who's
was.
listening, only you know how in Masters, there's like 1800 of us playing. Day two is just whoever has a certain amount of points. For
Yeah.
seniors and juniors, since there's a smaller number, they only go top eight. There's no day two. There's just no more Swiss after that. You play your Swiss rounds, and after that, whoever's top eight moves on, and then top eight just plays it out. So usually you guys are done by noon, 12:30. Meanwhile, we're playing
No.
till 5 p.m.
Most of the time, we're done by like 3 or 4, maybe even
Really?
five.
No, it can't be any later than 1, really?
No, yeah, we're typically over by like 5 to 6. You
Wow.
also got to incorporate like round times and lunch break, which is like an hour. So we're typically done by 5 to 6 p.m. Yeah.
Sheesh. But yeah, you had that run. When I met you were in top 4. And I was trying
Yeah.
to watch over, and I was, I was looking at you, and you won that top 4 match, and I was like, you're in the finals. I was like, yeah, I'm in the finals, and I think you're running to the bathroom again. You had to go to the bathroom again. Was that nervous bladder?
Yeah, that was one of the most nervous. That was probably one of the most nervous times of it. One of Oh my God, that was probably some of
Are
the
you
most mo
nervous? Right?
nervous moments of my
Are
life.
you nervous right
Yeah,
now?
I don't know.
No. I'm looking back at some of your records. You've taken, third, fourth, fifth, sixth places before in regionals. So, I mean,
Third? Wait, when did I come third?
was it third or was it fourth?
I was
You've
fourth. I think I've made
fourth.
one top four. I've made
Yeah,
one top four. It
but
was a
you've done it before. And why was this one so nerve-wracking? What's wrong with this one? What's going on here?
It was a senior event, and it was during and this season was really bad for me. It was like a top eight, a top and top 16s, and then just randomly I won an event. So it was like I had made one top eight within like 10 tournaments before San Diego. So going from like top eight and then a lot of non-top eight runs to finals was pretty insane.
I can only imagine.
Yeah.
In the finals, you have to remember this. What'd you play? Who'd you play against?
I think it was, oh, I have the guy added on Discord. It was a guy playing Lugia.
Lugia. And
His name's
so
Daniel Rosas.
How do you remember?
Daniel.
He goes to my local tournaments.
Oh
Hey.
yeah, his name's Daniel.
Hey, yo. So I'm guessing that Zoroark came in handy, huh?
Yeah, Zoroark was good. Zoroark was good. Snorlax was good. Yeah.
That's a zero aura. If they use their V star, it does a, was it 120? No. Yeah, it does 120,
That's
right?
Raichu. That's Raichu. Zoroark reads if they are a V or a GX, you
V,
do
okay.
70 more damage.
And then so you do, you
No,
end up
you
doing.
do. Wait, yeah, you do 80 more damage. So you do 30 plus 80 with a choice belt, 140
Yeah.
doubled.
And then, yeah. Barely get the knockout on it. But yeah, I remember that. That thing rotated. Sad times. I mean, Lugia is
Yeah.
not as strong as it was now, so I guess we'll be okay. But yeah, that was definitely an impressive run. I was happy that you won it. I was more hyped to meet you, because we had talked in stream before and things like that on Twitch and Twitter. So it was cool to meet you. Other person who I randomly met, who I had no idea who they were, James. You walked up to me. I was like, "Who are you?" We shook hands. I saw you a couple more times throughout the day. San Diego didn't go that well for you, but you messed around and won Fresno.
Yep.
You messed around and won my hometown, man. I'm from Fresno, man. You came to my house and you won it all. You beat my stepdaughter.
Yeah.
And you didn't tell me anything. You just beat her and just went about your business, huh? How'd you know she was my stepdaughter?
I didn't realize at first. And I was like, wait a minute. Fusion Mew? And then it was together.
Yeah, you're like, I listened to the podcast. Wait a second. I think that's, yeah.
Yeah.
I did well in Fresno. Oh, I started well in Fresno. I started 402, and then the wheels fell off. And yeah, I was the highest 522 there was, though. So I finished like top one, 128. I think I finished 122. So I got some points for that. But yeah, I missed day two just by a little bit. But you didn't miss day two. You didn't miss top eight. You won it all. Tell me about your run.
Yeah, okay. So started off for like leading up to the tournament, I was really planning on playing Arceus, Stroud, and Umbreon, which is kind of like the new hot deck, I guess, at the time. Lucas is top eight of Milwaukee with it. Then I was just the entire day before, I just wasn't playing. I was just kept playing Gardevoir against people and when we were testing in the hotel. And I just decided to go with Gardevoir. I changed a couple cards. I it was just Henry's list, but I cut Lumineon for research and something else for Sky Seal Stone. Forget what I cut for Sky Seal Stone, but that made me really nervous. I was kind of nervous going into the day because I had made a couple changes.
You should
I
just
was
net deck
nervous.
Henry, man. Just net deck him. It's Henry Brand. It's okay.
It wasn't the exact list, but yeah.
Didn't you go up to Henry Brand before the event?
Oh yeah, and I hadn't signed my V2. Because His deck got me into the games, or one of the
Yeah.
things that got me into the game.
That's awesome. I met him at Brandon Fresno too. Just across, I'm just walking down the street in Crossway. He's like, Geza? Geza Beam 2K? I'm like, yeah, who are you? Henry. Henry Brand. I'm like, oh man, gave him a big hug. Henry's a great guy, man. So you got him to sign your Mewtwo. That's gonna be worth some money one day, I bet you.
Didn't he also tell you to play Gardevoir?
Oh yeah, and I told him, he asked me what deck that was between, and I said Arctura and Gardevoir, and he said play Gardevoir.
Sheesh.
So I ended up playing Gardevoir, and I started off really bad. I lost to Neo, which is I think the best number one senior right now. Round one, playing Fusion Mew, and I'd also lost to him in the top eight of an online tournament a couple days before. And then I tied my next round against Lost Zone Moltres Kyogre deck. So I did not start off well at all. Then I just won the next five. I don't think I dropped a game after that, and except until top four. Yeah, I didn't lose a game until top four. I just won five in a row, made top eight. I was super excited because like starting off 0-1-1 is really bad. And for seniors regionals, you have to go like 7 rounds for this one, 5-1-1 for top eight. So it was looking rough, but pulled it out. I honestly don't even know how I did it. And then in top eight, I didn't know what I was up against, which didn't give me, I just couldn't test against anything. I just didn't know what they were playing. But it was Lost on Gudra, which
Ooh,
is a, yeah.
that's my baby right there. That's I love that thing.
Yeah, and they played Path, so it was not a free matchup for Gardevoir. If they don't play Path, it's pretty good. Because especially because I have Sky Seal Stone, but yeah, so I won that. I think like yeah, game one they didn't really set up. And game two they also didn't really set up. They just like had the Colorists with Lone Gudra pass, like it was not good.
I've been there before, but they missed the right tech though. The right tech for Guardi is a Panic Mask.
Yeah, so yeah.
At that time,
The
Panic
path was a
Mask was the
little
right tech.
scary. I saw it on a mulligan, I was like, oh boy, here we go.
I mean, path is decent too, but then what if you path yourself? You can't heal off your damage. Panic Mask just. I played two Guardis when I played Gudra at Portland and at Fresno. I ran into two Guardi decks, hoping to run into more. I only ran into two. That Panic Mask put in work, man. I put Panic Mask on, and my first opponent was like. He grabbed his head. He picked up the card, looked at it. He grabbed his forehead, wiped some sweat off. He leaned back, leaned forward. He was counting numbers on his fingers, and he still miscounted. Put on too much damage. Had 40 HP left. Couldn't touch me, and then still didn't have the knockout. So the Panic Mask throws people off. And the second time I played it down, other guy was just like, "Huh," and he was just stuck. He didn't panic as much. The mask didn't make him panic, but he was stuck. So that Panic Mask was powerful against Guardi, but you didn't run into a single mask, huh?
I don't think so. Maybe one of them to play it. They just didn't get it out. I don't know.
Because if not,
And
that
if I will,
Zacian can roll. You ran two Zacian in your list.
yeah,
How many baby Guardians did you have?
a one.
What?
That's what I got for the Sky Seal Stone was second baby Guardian. That's it.
One?
Yeah, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. You have Miriam. Like you have two Zacian. Like
One? This
you
was
can
in a
take.
world before we had Super Rod. One?
Yeah, so you can take prize with Cresselia, you can take prize with Guardi X, and then you just like have a couple Zacians that can blow things up. You have Miriam, it's not that bad. And Sky Seal Stone
Yeah.
take extra prizes, so you can win like deck set of VMAXs you win in two attacks anyway, so like that's two Zacians and you have Miriam, like it's not that bad.
One.
And then top four is against Arctura Umbreon. And game one was super interesting. So the matchup goes is that if they go first, they just like establish Arceus, Umbreon, and they just like bully your Ralts and Cresselia. They just boss them up and Lost Zone them. So then like by the time you're actually ready to attack, you have two Cresselias and the other two are on the Lost Zone. So basically that means you have two attacks to win the game. Because then they just like bring up your Guardi and they bring up your Cresselia and like you're out of luck. And that's Sky Seal Stone is really good for winning in two attacks. So game one I got the point where I had the eight in the discard to knock out the Arceus, and I only had one Cresselia left. And I evolved in the Guardi, attached all of the Zacian, knocked out the Arceus. And then he used Umbreon to bring up my Guardi EX, knock it out, and he's like, all right, this is good. He has four prizes left, no Guardi EX. And then I attach Return Research into Sky Steel Stone and then bang four prizes on Amuret VMAX.
That
I
worked
caught
out
him
well
off guard
because he played that well. That's the right call. He played that well, but that just worked out perfectly for you.
And then in game two, we got into the same scenario, except this time, instead, he judged and then knocked me out with Arceus instead of Umbreon. So I had to find boss Sky Seal, which is a lot harder. And I used all my refinements, my Greninja, my Mew, everything. I thinned my deck. And the last three cards of my deck were boss Serena Sky Seal Stone,
Oh.
which was so unfortunate.
Oh.
And then game three, I get to go first, and I set up the turn two Guardian Choice Belt that does 220. Which is really, really good because you just like get Arceus V off the board instantly. And I just like ran over with the Guardian, just took all six prizes with that because I just knocked out the Arceus V on turn two. And yeah. And then finals was against Fusion Mew coming full circle from round one.
I was just to say, that's yeah, that was your Achilles heel, wasn't it? You lost the first one.
Yeah. I have played against, once again, your stepdaughter playing Fusion Mew, so it was my third Fusion Mew. Never mind. I forget what happened game one. Yeah, it's just not in my mind. So won game one somehow. And then game two, they were struggling to set up. So if there's a turn where I played Worker to discard the Lost City and then draw three. Except it was the very first thing I did. I literally drew and played Worker. And I did my turn, did my Curlias, and then I played Research, so I accidentally double supported. And it was right after I researched that the judge was like, "Wait, where'd the stadium go?" And we realized that I'd accidentally double supported. But we
Oof.
were able to rewind it, so it was only a double prize penalty. I was able to work around it and win around the double prize penalty anyway. I was like,
You won that second game
if I.
anyway?
Yeah, because he was
Wow.
having a kind of tough time setting up. I got him a strong like turn two Guardy,
And see, you
one
say
ninety on.
that, but it's Mew. Mew doesn't struggle setting up. It's Mew. There's no such thing. Mew
Sometimes
draw
you just
cards and
crazy.
go burr. No. Mew draw cards and go burr.
No. It either sets up and plays the game or it like doesn't at all.
Sounds like an Arceus deck. If Arceus can attach pass, they say, well, now what do I do? But Mew just draws cards. No, I've never seen a Mew struggle to set up. I never heard of that in my life.
It happens, man. Believe me, I'm playing it for Worlds. It happens, I promise.
What? Don't you don't have to leak
Well,
that out. You don't have to tell everybody.
I've been playing in online tournaments. If the other seniors want to know, they can figure it out. It's not that
All right,
hard.
Lucas, you heard that. You know what you have to plan for now. Get that Spiritomb. Get your
I think you
Spiritombs
should play
ready.
Fusion Mew.
I hope
My
you got
deck does actually
the
play
ice cube
two
in
right
there.
now.
Yeah, like literally against. I was testing against Lucas yesterday, like two games in a row. I had nothing. Like it happens all the time.
That was your guys' regional experience. That's for your first year, James. That's impressive, man. That's very
Thank you.
impressive. And Lucas, you've been playing for a while, but I mean, you finally, broke through 1-1. I'm happy for you, man. I'm happy for both of you guys. Is this your guys' first, experience going to Worlds?
No.
It is for me, obviously, because it's my first season.
So, Lucas, you've been to Worlds before. How long ago was this, and how many times?
I went to Nashville, DC, London, and now Japan.
Sheesh. This is gonna be your fourth Worlds event. So you qualified almost every year you played.
My first two seasons, my first season I was off by 10 points. My second season I was off by 5 points.
And then you said no more, and then you turned it up. I'm proud of you. That's good.
Then I understood what the point system was.
You're like, oh, I get it now. And it helps that you say your mom is, a judge, and she's, really on board for you, for you to, follow your dreams and make this happen. What advice can you give to anyone listening going to Worlds for the first time? James, listen up, take your notes, get your notes out, get your notepad. What advice can you give for anyone going to Worlds?
Depends on if they're going day one, day two. If you're going day one, I would just recommend playing a deck that you know is quick enough to finish games. I would recommend just testing as much as you possibly can and writing down your data. I can show chat, but I currently have a data sheet where I've written down every single game I've played with Giratina. So I would write down data. And just make sure that your deck beats the meta. Meta call is super important, but make sure that you're not too worried about meta calling to the point where you switch off your deck the night before. I did that for Worlds 2022, and I played Palkia instead of Arc Flying Peak, and I went 1-5-1, 2-5-1.
1-5. Ooh, oh, ooh. Oof.
Yeah. So yeah, if you're going into day two, that's where you kind of unleash your like home cooked stuff. That's where you become the chef, because day two, my logic is, Worlds is not like a regional where you're getting points. Worlds is like you're there to win. So bring out your craziest deck that takes your best matchups that no one's ever seen before, and do not play Worlds safely.
So you're saying just go
Just
all the way, just let it fly.
yeah, don't. I would not play safe for Worlds. Worlds is when you just send like the craziest stuff that beats the meta, you know. It can lose to some decks, but just make sure it beats what you think is going to be played.
Okay, so I mean, I've been hearing the same advice from a lot of different people. Day one of Worlds, you gotta go fast almost. You gotta do something that's quick, effective. So
Yeah.
I don't know if Lost Box or Guardi will be the play. We talked to Alex Szymanski a couple weeks ago, myself and Steuben, and yeah, he was like Lost Box and Guardi probably would, force too many ties. And if you tie too much in Worlds, day one, ain't no day two. So you want something that's, quick and effective. I feel like we're gonna see a lot of Arc Pile decks, which is Arceus and just, Vs and Vmaxes running around. I think Maridon could be a sneaky play.
My
I feel like
sneaky
Maridon can
play.
come in.
I like Maridon. Maridon's good.
Yeah, I
Underrated.
think it can come in and just real quick, okay, I take two prizes here. Okay, I take another two here. I feel like it could be pretty sneaky, especially with the bravery charm now. Has a little extra HP.
Yeah.
The only problem with Rion is that, like, against the Guardi player, like, that knows what they're doing, or like even if you play Magnezone, like Gardevoir is not a good matchup at all. Like, they can boss on turn two's Zacian. It happens. They can
Yeah.
take out your Laffy, and then if you have a big Guardi, you can't get through Raichu because like your Dynamotor. It's
I think that's the
pretty
main problem.
hard.
If
They
they're able to
could
attack
and
with
they could just
Guardi,
race you.
I
They have a
don't
one
think
prize
that.
that can race you. Like, it's
And I'll give you
not a good
that. The
matchup.
one prize matchup is like you have like the baby Guardian and you run two instead of one, James. Two. If you run two, you could definitely swing the match the prize trade.
Yeah, I'm actually a very big believer on Maridon is definitely not the kind of deck that you should be running Raichu or Flaaffy. I
Whoa,
think
whoa, whoa, whoa.
Maridon,
No Raichu?
no Raichu, no Flaaffy. Maridon, I think, is the kind of deck where you go four Maridon, two Raikou, Regieleki VMAX line. Then you play Lost Cities, Boss's Orders, pure consistency cards, tons of energies, electromagnetic. That's a different card. Energy drill thing, lightning energy drill.
Good old lightning energy drill.
Yeah, that thing. Because then you end up just turboing. In the Gardevoir, your matchup is like it's literally Arc Dumbrion, where Arc Dumbrion is its only way to beat the matchup is to just lasso on your Curlias. So you go
So you're
into the
saying you're trying to do
matchup.
the same thing?
Yeah.
I see
And
what you're
into the
saying.
matchup, you can force them to go down to one prize with a Baby Zeraora. Because if you go Baby Zeraora, lightning energy to Baby Zeraora, retreat, boss a Curlia, Lost City, you knock it out with a Regieleki VMAX. And then you just try to spam Lost Cities on everything. Like if they get down to Gardevoir EX and you have three Regieleki VMAXs, you boss a Gardevoir you boss a Gardevoir EX, Lost City, get rid of it. And you just try to do the same thing as Arc Dumbrion where you loss on as many pieces as you can.
That doesn't kill the Guardi, does it? That's only two. Oh no, you're right. 310 on the nose, huh? Exactly. You barely kill the Guardi. I see what you're saying though. I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like Maridon could be a sneaky play for Worlds, or just I feel like there'll be a lot of Arc decks because people are like, hey, consistency. It gives me, a lot of options, and then people just go Maridon, zap, zap, zap. It's a quick game.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lucas. It sounds like you're a well studied, studious senior. But I know you don't know everything in the whole world. What do you feel both feel like you've learned from this season? Like something, that you guys didn't know before, and now, heading in the world, you're like, wow, I'm glad I learned that lesson. I figured this out.
I think that writing data down is very big for me because I'll go through these phases where I'll play like 2 weeks with a deck, it'll go well, and then I'll have like 2 days where it's just bricking. So being able to look at data and being able to know the matchups and being able to know that the deck is consistent is very helpful for me.
Jansen, what about you?
I think just like finding friend groups, like a lot of people that I listen to podcasts, YouTube videos before I went to IRL events was just stressing finding friends and just playing. And honestly, that's helped me a lot. I test with Lucas all the time, test with my other friends from League all the time. And it's not only like fun, but it's also helpful to just get good testing in because live ladder is, man,
So
sometimes
bad.
I try and test on live ladder and I lose all the time on live ladder. I'm like, man, why I'm losing all the time on live ladder? It tilts me so much. So having friends help you test is really important and really helpful.
So you play with Lucas like what through Discord or how do you guys play? Do you guys play on live?
Yeah, we do live on Discord and stuff.
And yeah, Lucas, I know you played with our boy Logan Adams and a few other people. I used to call you guys the Canada Kids.
Yeah, Canada's underrated, man. We got so many good players here. Cyrus, Rowan, Camille, Landon, Caitler, many others.
Kieran Farah.
Kieran Farrar. Yeah, Kieran.
New Kieran.
Yeah,
Let me tell you guys
Kieran's
about
good.
Fresno. Fresno's underrated. We got a lot of leagues out here and a lot of good players out here. Honestly, feel like
You
our
got Dre.
leagues, because we have Trey out here, you know? There's someone else up and coming. His name is Marino Lopez. Reno has, like, I think he's top 9 in points right now. I mean, we've had a week where we had like 6 challenges in a row here in Fresno. And I think he won 4 out of 6. So he just been racking up the points, just racking them up. And he used to be heavy in Pokemon, and he switched over to Digimon for a second. But now he's back in Pokemon like heavy again. And we got some really good players. I feel like all these leagues we have out here just condition us to become better and play against better and get better and better. And yeah, I know you say Canada's underrated, but I mean we got a whole city out here, man. James, I didn't know you
We
were
got
this
a
close
whole
to me.
country.
James, didn't know you were this close to me. I gotta come pick you up sometime. I gotta get you to some of our leagues, man. Some of our cups out here.
Live like 3 hours away from you.
Yeah, I didn't know.
It's a lot.
Yeah, we were messaging him like, "Hey, you're on the East Coast too, right?" You're like, "No, I'm on the West Coast." I'm like, "I'm on the West Coast. What are you doing?" But yeah, definitely.
I've been to Fresno for like local tournaments before,
You been where?
but I've been to Fresno for local tournaments before, but
Have
like
you?
there are not very many cups here, to be
Like
honest.
we had four stores that had cups last season. And then other stores had their challenges, right? So now I think, after you have challenges for 3 straight months, you can have cups. So we should have about 7 to 8 stores having cups this season. So if you're looking for some cups, man, what is it, max of 6? Yeah, definitely come down to Fresno. Speaking of
Yeah, that'd
that,
be sick.
speaking of the maxes and everything like that, numbers finally came out. The numbers finally came out this later earlier this week. Masters numbers are extremely high, 600 points. James, hope you're ready for that fight, man. To climb up that ladder.
Man,
Seniors and
I was preparing
juniors.
myself.
You're like, okay, 500. Okay, I got it. I can do 500 and then 600. Seniors and juniors numbers are what, 450?
Yeah, 50 for seniors. I don't know about juniors, though.
Mm.
Juniors aren't real. They aren't real humans.
Wait. Weren't you a junior like 2 years ago?
Yeah, I wasn't real either.
Oh, okay. He's make believe. You guys heard it here first. Lucas Odell is a computer program. Nothing but AI. But no, yeah, your number's gonna be at 450, which I know is gonna be highly attainable for you. I think the cap of what
Hopefully.
challenges is 6. The cap of cups are 6.
Yeah.
Lucas,
So that's like you're about to get 6 times 15
think the
is
total was 390. If
90,
you managed to
390.
get all top si and top in all 6 events, all 12 events, I think the max was 390. Lucas and James, how can this be done? Like, how's it possible?
The power of friendship.
The power of friendship will get you enough points. You guys heard it here from no. Lucas, what's your game plan heading the next season? I know you're still worried about Worlds, and we're going to talk about that a little bit more in a second. But heading into this next season, what's your plan, man? Hit up 2 regionals, just
I'm
win
gonna
one
hit
so
up
you're
as
good to get
many
in.
regionals as possible. I think right now I'm booked for like 3 regionals, and for every West Coast event, I think that I'm going to most of them, and there's a chance that I go to the rest of them. Like, let me pull up all the regionals. I'm going to
mean,
Pittsburgh. I might go to Peoria. I'm going to try to figure that out. I got a family that I'm hoping will take me. Sacramento, probably. Sacramento, yes. Toronto, yes. Portland, yes. Charlotte, probably. Knoxville,
Sheesh.
I'm going to try. Vancouver, yes. Orlando, I mean, I'll try. Indy, I'll try. And then LA, yeah.
Sheesh.
So that's
So
a
you should be
seven. And then
fine.
I'm going to try. Yeah. And then I'm trying to go to all four ICs, too.
Speaking of ICs, you snuck in and got what, top eight in one of them, didn't you?
That was OCIC. I won that one. Yeah, that was juniors. Yeah.
Also about this season. You won one before. Sheesh.
Yeah, I won OCIC in 2020.
So your junior season you won OCIC, and then this season you took a you topped in a was it EUIC, right?
No, UICA came 17th.
The bubble.
I kid you not, I went 5-1-2, and I was the only person at my record to not make top 16.
Not
I was like
the
Urshifu, man. I was like the only Urshifu player.
bubble. Not the bubble. Oh man, but you won OCIC. I had no idea. Congrats on that.
Thank you.
Man, you got some
Also,
nice hardware.
I take my statement back about juniors not being real humans.
Because you went as a junior. Okay. But no, so yeah, all the regionals you're going to, and you know, if you knock out some cups and challenges, you should be fine. James, do you have a plan for this season? Because now you're a master, man. You're about to be a big boy.
Yeah, I think the obvious, or I guess maybe it's not obvious, but I think the easiest way is to just win a regional. If you win a regional, you're invite. I mean, at least for me, I'm not planning on going to as many as Lucas, obviously. I
No,
think
right?
I'm only going to be going to the ones here on the West Coast, but
You go to Toronto.
think if you're just like an average Masters player, I think your goal is to just play a bunch of local tournaments. Try and like shoot past that top 128. I've seen a lot of people talking about that. Shoot past the top 128. And you'll probably do fine.
I mean, from the West Coast, if you do San Sacramento, which isn't too far from you, come all the way other side and come to LA. Portland, maybe. James, I'm assuming Portland you go to.
I'm not sure on Portland. Yeah, I go, but not 100%.
You should go to Vancouver. You should just drive 18 hours to
Yeah,
Vancouver.
just come
I
to
do have a
Vancouver.
passport, but go to Vancouver.
Just go to Vancouver so you can see Lucas and you guys can, you know, hang out, buddy around. He could tell you all about Citadel.
I have guest rooms at my house, so yeah.
James, no excuse now. Vancouver, make it happen.
I'll do my
Yep.
Best. Forget school, forget life, forget money. Just make it happen. Just get out there.
I don't
Not
know if
that
I
could
hard, man.
forget school.
Just
I don't think I could forget school in my junior year.
slap your teacher in the face. They'll forget about you being not being there.
Oh.
But no, yeah, this season's gonna be a grind for sure. There's rumors, or not rumors, but there's, you know, people have you know, conspiracy theories that eventually, you know, the number will get lowered like halfway through the season. So, you know, even if it
Oh,
gets
I don't
lower,
think
you know, it might be a little bit
so.
easier to reach. But I mean, just shoot for the stars now, get as many points as you can, rack them up. James, like I said, come to these cups, man. We're gonna have cups like out the wazoo. I don't even know what the wazoo is, but we're gonna have tons of cups out here, man. So if you ever need a ride, I'll come through and I'll slide and pick you up, man. I got you.
I got rackets here for me.
Oh, he's good then. He's good. You guys talked about things you learned from this season. What can you improve on heading into the next season? I know the season's not over yet. We still have worlds. And if you guys turn around and win worlds, then man, that's you're the top of the top. But heading into the next season, what do you think? Okay, I need to work on this. I need to do this better. I know Lucas, you said you learned how to take notes and keep track of things like that. James, that's something you think you want to get into, you want to improve on? I mean, you're about to be a master now. You're a big boy.
Yeah, I like don't take notes. I tried taking notes the other day and I just didn't stick with it. I should probably get better about that. Yeah. I do take notes during like matches. Like I write down my prize cards and stuff. And like if I see a tech card on a mulligan, I'll write it down. But for testing, I do not record as much as I probably should.
Yeah, for myself, I have like three different modes. I have Goofy Gazer, where I'm just, you know, playing at locals, having a good time, laughing, barely paying attention. You know, I'm talking to someone next to me, and then my opponent plays Ultra Ball, and I turn around, hey, what'd you get off the Ultra Ball? What happened? Okay, got it. And I'm, you know, I go back to talking with my buddy to the, you know, to the side of me. Then I have, you know, semi-serious Gazer, where like, you know, I'm kind of into what's going on, but you know, I'm joking with my opponent, I'm making jokes, and I'm, you know, talking with them. And I have like regional Gazer. Where I'm like, I'm focused, I'm locked in. I still talk and joke a little bit, but, you know, I'm really locked in. I'm counting the cards in hand. they're gonna say, you know, they say Fusion Strike system. I'm like, yeah, for three. I already know, you know, because I see the cards in your hand. So I'm really like locked in. I count my prizes. I know what I'm missing, stuff like that. It's tough to do that consistently. And like you said, during testing, you know, it kind of, you know, you kind of get lax because you're playing with people you know, usually know and stuff like that. But I feel like for myself personally, I have to improve on my knowing my prize cards. Like I go through, like when I see a matchup, I'll go through and like, okay, I need this card, and this card for this matchup. And I'll forget to count the rest of the prizes. And I'm like, oh, what else did I prize? And I realize what I prize when I, you know, when I need it. And I'm like, oh no, I should know before that. So I definitely got to work on that a little bit better. I can do it okay, but I got to work on that better. Lucas, after this world run, what do you think you need to work on? What can you improve?
I think that I need to get better at visualization. Because whenever, I feel like so many people say that in their games, they're like thinking five moves ahead. And I do that, but I don't do it to the extent of like, I don't do it to the extent of understanding like everything that's going to happen. I mean, I think maybe I'm underrating myself on that end, because I think I'm able to quickly visualize stuff, but I don't go super, super in depth with it. I'm just like, okay, what's the best move that I can make here? Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, what's the best move that I can make here? And I kind of just focus on the now in games, and maybe I should get better at focusing on the future. I mean, whenever I make a move, of course, I'm thinking, like, am I just going to get absolutely destroyed if I play this card? Like, I'm not going to put down a Luminion and then against an Arceus deck if I don't need to. But just stuff like that, where I feel like I could visualize more. But, I mean, I think I do a... Maybe I just do a visualization. I don't know. I think I just need to get better at visualization.
And that's fine. I usually count a couple moves ahead. I can't go five. Five's a lot. But I usually count, you know, two moves ahead. Two turns ahead. I'm like, okay, if I do this, the opponent will probably do this or that. I think one of the things is learning not how I can win this game, but how can I not lose this game? Or no, what loses me the game? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you said, if I put down Luminion, then I know that's a two prizer. You know, my opponent's just licking their chops. Just like, yes, the two prizers out there, you know? So I may need a supporter, but can I go another turn without putting down this Luminion? Can I wait and see what my top deck is? Do I need a supporter right now? So when Luminion comes down, that's the two parts that are just waiting. Or what I love about my Gudra deck, I could put down Luminion, get a Chorus, and then I could use Mirage Gate to Luminion and then get it out of there. And that, you know, won me a couple games that way, attacking with it and getting it off the board. And I'm like, yes, it's out of there. You know, so, but there's other times where I had to put it down, like, man, this might lose me the game. And then lo and behold, it lost me the game. So I think a step that we all need to work on, just, you know, people listening right now, you too, myself, and just everyone in general, to become, you know, that you know, goated player we all want to be. You got to realize how can I not lose this game? What will lose me this game? You know, not how can I win, which is, you know, you need to know your outs and things like that. But, you know, what actions can I do that will just lose this game for me, you know, two, three turns from now down the line, it's going to come back to bite me. Definitely a lot to learn for myself, and I'm glad you guys feel a lot to learn. Lucas, you have such a edge over us. You got the freaking...
What do you mean?
What do I mean?
No.
You've been playing since you were two. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, I was playing when I was in the womb. I was in the womb. I was theorizing what Reggie Gigas does in 2023 World.
Oh, wait. He was
doing the card flip down there.
What?
He's in the womb doing the card flip.
Yeah. I got to get ready, bro.
But yeah, I just... I feel like, you know, that's some of the best advice you can get. Any other advice you guys want to give out to anyone, or just, you know, something you guys think you need to work on for the season? James, you got something? Anything else?
Yeah. So I don't know how popular this is among other players, but something that my dad told me when we play now is if he has, like, he's been playing Lugia recently. Like, if he has a bad hand and he has two Lugia V-Star and a Research, he doesn't play the Research because, like, I don't want to discard these bad cards. I might lose. But, like I said, I don't know how popular this is among other players. This might just be my dad, or I don't know. But he doesn't want to play the Research because he'll discard the Lugia V-Stars, and he might lose if the other one's on the deck, or doesn't find it, or etc. But if you don't play the Research, you're bricking. You're going to lose anyway. So it literally is you have nothing to lose by just playing the Research. That's just like a thing that I've
1,000% agree.
I think it depends on a play style and what's in your deck. If I'm a more conservative player and I don't have any super rod or any recovery in my deck, I'm not going to research that away. I'll just sit there and wait and see if I lose that way. But the way I play, like, I play I just throw all caution to the wind, you know, balls to the wall, and just here I go. So I would research that, and if I know I got, you know, Super Rod in there, okay, I'll get the Lugias back somehow. You know, something like that. I think it depends on your play style and your deck, you know, what's in your deck.
It's really something to check.
Whether you lose or you win.
I don't think it's a play style. The thing is, like, let's say you have two Lugia V Stars in your hand and you have one in deck, and you have to research. And
Well,
I'm like,
fair. If you know
okay,
you have
well,
one
if
in
I
deck,
don't
yeah.
research, I'm gonna lose. If I do play research, then like I might win by going Lugia V Star double Archeops. I don't think it's about a play style. Like, you can't really let it be a play style. You have to be very good at comprehending the dangers and the adjective. I need an adjective. Dangers and risks of not using research and of using research.
And you're right. You're right. If I know there's another Lugia in my deck, if I know for sure and it's not prize, then yeah, I have to research, hope I hit it off the Ultra Ball, off the research itself, something like that.
Yeah,
Yeah, you're
it
right.
goes.
I still think there are playstyles though who, you know, players who just, you know, play more conservative, you know, and that might not be the right, you know, way to go with it. I think there are some people who are like, you know, I'm just gonna hold on to this and hope my Lugia doesn't die. Oh, it died, you know. But me, I research, and if I know what's in there, like you have to know your deck too. If I know what's in there, I know what, you know, way to recover. I know there's no Lugia. I'm gonna go for it. So that's good advice. Your dad sound like a good guy, James.
I mean, like, what do you mean by hope your Lugia dies, though? Like, if you're staring down a Mew V with a choice spell, you're not being like, oh, I hope my Mew doesn't die, or I hope my Lugia doesn't die.
Oh my
You're
gosh,
probably
maybe
gonna
they'll
die.
just
Maybe they'll
maybe
pass.
I'll
Well,
live.
maybe they'll just have a seizure and not know how to pronounce Technoblast.
But speaking of your parents, that's such a weird segue, but you guys know what I'm getting at. But no, speaking of your parents, how do they? I mean, well, Lucas, you explained earlier, your mom's all on board for this, but James, how have your parents, you know, been receptive to, you know, you pursuing this Pokemon thing now?
They're very well, what's the word? Oh my gosh. Supportive, that's it. They're very supportive. A bunch of my other family members are too. The only like thing is that like money to get to events was kind of annoying thing. Like we wouldn't have gone to Japan if I didn't get money for winning Fresno. Like we just wouldn't have the money to go. So that can be kind of a challenge sometimes. But other than that, they're just like very supportive. They drive me to stuff all the time. Every week they drive me 45 minutes to tournaments and stuff. So
That's good. Gotta have supporting parents for what you guys are doing. I think about some of the masters. I mean, some of the seniors and juniors who, you know, gonna be coming to masters. And yeah, if their parents aren't on board, it's gonna be tough because, you know, the real world starts hitting you. You know, now you have cell phone bills. Just wait till you guys have to pay your cell phone bill. Ooh, just wait.
I don't have a cell phone. You don't need a cell phone. I don't want a cell
Must be a Canada thing. You guys heard it here first. Canadians do not have cell phones.
don't know. I don't have one either.
You guys heard it here first.
Californians
Californians
don't
don't have cell
have one. Hey, do you have a cell phone?
phones. Yes, I do. I do. I'm not a true
Brandon, there we go.
Californian, bro.
You want immediately.
Oh man. To be completely candid with you guys, my headphones are starting to die. Like it's beeping in my ear. So we're gonna move this thing right along. My last question for you guys. This is happening to you this season, James. Lucas is coming up for you pretty soon. Any fears of playing in Masters? Are you guys, you know, any player you're afraid of? Anything you're afraid of? Worried about? Any just and be just be real. I mean, it's okay to be nervous.
I think the first time I play against a good Masters player, I probably will be nervous. But I actually feel like I'm more confident against Masters player just because I'm playing against Masters players more often than seniors, like when the entire pandemic when I played in online tournaments. Majority of those were Masters, so I just feel a lot more confident against Masters than seniors. I don't know, it's just a weird mental thing, but no, not really.
Makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense. What about you, Lucas? You got a couple years to worry about it, but
I'm the type of person where I don't really worry about anyone. Like, I don't really get scared at the top seniors. I don't really get scared at like master players. I just go in like I'm gonna play my best. I'm gonna play how I can play. And I'm not gonna worry about it, you know.
I mean, that's the best thing to do. If you, I feel, my thing, and I coach basketball too. My thing's always been like, if we take care of our business and do our job, we'll be fine. You know, if I get out there and I just, you know, play my cards right, you know, I still have to, you know, play cautiously, but you know, play my cards right and do well and know my deck pretty well, I should do okay. I subscribe to that idea too. I'm with you guys. Another question, off worlds, off of, the whole season. Looking forward to the next format. 4 weeks from now when we're playing Obsidian Flames, what's going into your deck? What deck are you going to be playing? What's new? What are you guys excited about for this new set that just came out? Or it's not even out yet. Pre-releases are out. What are you guys excited for?
So we had to write a list about this because I barely looked at Obsidian Flames. So we have a list of uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12 cards that are cool.
Okay.
So I guess we can alternate, James. I'll start. Charizard EX. I think that card's really good. I think it offers a lot of versatility because the ability of Charizard is to search your deck for up to three fire energies and attach them to your Pokemon whenever you evolve into it. So Charizard can be a support mon, but it can also be an insane attacker. So you use Charizard, you can power up things like Delphox and if heat more if you have the Pokemon Go Charizard. And then if you're later on in the game, you can hit them with Iono, Path, Charizard. And do like 330 if they're taking five prizes, but you can make them take five prizes by feeding them a one prize fire type.
Heck, you could feed them the Pokemon Go Radiant Zard.
Exactly, yeah,
Yeah.
Radiant Zard also. That's really good in the deck.
Makes sense.
So, yeah,
Or you
I
could
think so.
feed them Pidgey. This call for family. Search for two basics for on the bench.
Yeah, true. Yeah, you use Pidgeot EX for the Charizard thing. What does Pidgeot do, James?
Quick search. Search deck for a card once a turn. Pretty simple, but it's been good before. Probably be good again, and decks that play Candy, I'm really excited to try them. Excalibur, I think that's going to make that deck a lot better. I need to play Arceus, and just being able to use, play four rare candies instead of three and have a like a four seal stone every turn is really, really
Basically,
good.
that's all it is. Andrew Mahone had been playing it on his stream, and he's really enjoying it. I like the idea of Pidgeot, which is coming out as well. I like it going in decks that already play rare candies. As for Excalibur decks, Chen Pao, I'm not a Chinny believer. I don't believe in the Chin. So
I believe. I think it's got it next format.
it's gonna upset you. You're gonna try it and you're gonna be missing a piece and you'll see. Go ahead.
Not
Take the worlds. No. Forget Mew. Take that to worlds. See what happens, James.
I
Isn't
will.
that
I
he
will.
said I will. You know what? I will. One card I think people are sleeping on, and I'm and we'll keep this brief. I'm kind of excited about a Toadscruel EX.
That was a card that we were going to talk about. Yeah, that
See,
card
I like
is.
Toadscruel because I mean you're protected from Giratina, you're protected from something. Well, I mean not from the attack, but you're protected from Giratina's Star Requiem. You're protected from Sableye, things like that. And you're swinging what 280? You can swing 280 on your second turn.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I
That's a
like it a
good
lot.
card.
Even if it's just a bench sitter, just a support mon, I still like it because you're dealing Sableye. You're taking away part of a major part of Lost Box. If not, Lost Box is hoping to get the Dragonite out, or if it's baby Lost Box, they're attacking you with Cramorant. Like, oh, get him, Cram. I hope this works. So, I don't know. I like the Toadscruel
Go spit on them.
lot.
Yeah, okay. So I'll do the next card. Pokemon League Headquarters. That is a stadium that reads all of your bases, all of every basic Pokemon's attacks in play take one colorless more. I think that card is
To attack, right?
good.
One colorless more
I
to
think that card
attack.
is very good. Yeah, one colorless more to attack.
Yeah. It's gonna be good against I mean imagine that against Maridon. Now
Yeah.
Maridon has to have four energy to attack. Now Raikou has to
Yeah.
have three energy to attack. So yeah, it definitely can be can muck up some plans. I was
I think
playing in a
it's
pre-release and I put that card down. And I was playing matter of fact, the guy had a Maridon, the new one that just came out. It's not that great. But he missed an attack because he couldn't get the energy for a turn, and I ended up winning the game because of that. I thought it was gonna
Yeah.
lose me the game, but it won me the game. So yeah.
I also think that Pokemon League Headquarters can do stuff in the Lost Box. Let's take Zoroark, for example. Woohoo! If you go Pokemon League Headquarters and then with a Roxanne or an Iono, you can force them into a situation where they can't use Sableye. And if you go,
Yeah.
let's say, like, if you put down Pokemon Headquarters multiple times within a game, it forces them to have an out every single turn. Through your Iono's, through your Roxanne, through your stuff like that. And if they don't hit Sableye, then you're this like tanky one prize deck that they can't really deal with automatically. So, I also just think it's good into Lost Box in general. Like, if you're playing a deck that has a bad matchup into Lost Box, you can play that.
Yeah, you're right. I guess something like Guardi wouldn't mind that. But I mean, I guess you have better stadiums to use, but I guess Guardi wouldn't mind that if they, as a tech in there or someone like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be fun. James, you have another card for us?
Yes, this is like a little bit of a niche one, but I think it's Brassius. I don't even say it, but I
J
mean,
James, I'm gonna stop
Porter
you right
Shell
there.
Panther.
No. Just no.
What?
No, talk about it. It's a
Just
good card.
it's no.
Yes, it is. Okay, James, talk about it. Talk about it, James.
We have to scratch the bottom of the barrel for the set, man.
Well, that's why I said there's not much to talk about. You guys said you had 12 cards. There's maybe four cards that are like really
Right, fine.
interesting.
I'll move on to cup. I'll move on to cup. I'll be reasonable.
Brassius. Brass, shuffle your hand and draw one more card. Stop
That card's good.
it.
How is that card bad?
I played in a
Move
pre-release
it
with
down
it
on the
twice. I ended up using Youngster more than Brassius. Hey, this Youngster's way better.
You're just a hater, man.
But no, Cleffa. Cleffa could be interesting.
Yeah, psychic. It says 30 HP, so it gets devoured by Sableye, but you probably just don't put it down in that matchup. But for free, draw cards and see if some cards from your hand, and it is for your trade. So it's a really good just guy at six that are active, turn one, turn two, draws you cards. It's free. You don't have to commit energies to it, nothing. It has free retreat, so if it doesn't die, you can just retreat it out to your foe point and setting up. It's pretty good. And yeah, I just see a lot of people that have been like, well, what about Sableye? You know, the classic single prize argument.
Well, I mean, if they have Sableye, ready to go by turn two, then I'm in danger anyway. But if not, I can put it down, draw 12/7. It's gonna get knocked out, so I'm giving up one prize. But I have so much, hand set up now. I should be in a good spot. And if I see Sableye's ready to go, I'm not putting it down against Sableye, so I'm in trouble anyway. So yeah. The only other like interesting card I see, and I'm not gonna let you get another turn, Lucas, because you're gonna talk about Brassius. We're not gonna let that happen. We're not doing that here.
Yes, I promise. I promise. I
We're not
promise.
doing that here. But the only other card I really think is interesting is Gita. I think Gita can is gonna be highly underrated, and when he becomes good, it's gonna open up so many other decks. You can base. Are you
No.
shaking your head no about Gita?
No. I think that card is
What?
good in like two decks, and that's it.
Card's fine. The card's fine.
Gita can let me play Duraludon when I happen to use Arceus.
Bro,
Okay, so let me play.
we don't have to go back to pre-Arceus Duraludon VMAX, man.
I
We
can
don't have
just
to go back
go
to the Grand Manly
Duraludon,
days.
Gita, Bushake, and now I have a 330 behemoth, a beast, just 330 HP, charged up, ready to go next turn. If you can knock out 330 HP in turn two, then I'll shake your hand, and I'll give you a hand clap, give you an applause. But I mean, if not, next turn I'm swinging 220. That's shred. You can't stop my 220. I have 330 HP. I think Gita could be good, man.
Yeah.
Wait, Charizard EX, the new one?
What?
Are you using Gita onto
No, I'm using
Charizard
on
EX?
Duraludon, VMAX.
Oh, Duraludon. Oh, okay.
What?
Well, guys, I want to inform you of a very cool card called Mirage Gate.
That is
That is
true.
like the same card, but an item card.
That's actually so true. That's actually so true,
Can I use
friend.
Mirage Gate on my first turn?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
Yeah. Yeah,
I
you
guess in a
can.
way you can. Do you know how much hard work that is? I have to have switch cards, and I have to have lost
Oh
vacuums, and I
man,
have to.
I
Oh, man.
hate when my deck that's built to turn one Mirage Gate hits turn one Mirage Gate.
I can just go turn one Gita, Boost Shake. I'm 330 HP. Now what?
Turn one Cramorant, turn two Dragonite, boom.
It's
Or
fine.
turn two Sable.
It's fine. I'll also play some healing options. I'll play Crystal Cave, some more. So I'll be fine. It's okay. We'll
Star
make it work.
Requiem.
There's Patrol Cap that just came out.
What does that do?
You played three Lost Vacuum.
I didn't know. Oh, true. I didn't know what Patrol Cap did until like last night. I was at a pre-release and someone pulled it. I was like, the heck does that thing do? I guess it blocks effects from attacks, abilities, trainer cards, or item
Wait.
cards and supporter cards on the Pokemon wearing it. Something like
It's
that. I didn't even.
I think it's about your deck, I think. I don't think it
Those are
lets
your
you
deck? Oh.
it doesn't let you mill.
The dude said it's your Pokemon. Oh, never mind. That card is trash then.
Yeah.
Dude does something like, yeah, I think it stops, stops Sableye and everybody. I'm like, oh wow, that's good. Never mind. I
No.
still think
No, you
Gita could
got
be
the
good
scam.
though.
The scammer got scammed.
Scam. I'm not a scammer. I'm legit. But no, I think this new set has some interesting cards, but it's nothing like groundbreaking. I think 151 is going to be, more of the same, really fun. We'll have to see what we get, in November. We don't even know what that's going to be yet, so maybe that'll be, give us a meta deck or something like that. Charizard is probably the only deck coming out of this set that's like going to be really good, or pretty good.
Palafin, though. Palafin.
Palafin's fun. It could be fun.
Yeah, Palafin is like, isn't it like one energy jet punch, 30 to something?
Yeah, 30-30. And then for two energy, it does two.
Yeah, 210. Two energy, 210 if it was put up into the active. Lost Box, Palafin's being good in Japan, man. That's good.
I could see that being a thing. I would get that, like if I'm running a league, I'm like, hey, this kid doesn't have a deck, give him Palafin. I could see that.
Yeah, wait. And then there's like T-Tar and stuff. That card's good too.
It was good T-tar. In the pre-release. We all got bodied by T-Tar in a pre-release. Guy got a T-Tar out and we just got bodied by it. But in a regular format, I don't think it'd be that great. But no, I think Palafin could be fun. We were talking about Dre, our local out here. I gotta throw some shade at Dre. He had his stepdaughter playing Don Dozo because he said it's simple and basic and she could play it. I'm like, bro, if you don't throw Don Dozo away, Don Dozo is what is. He wishes he was Palafin. That's all it is.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, throw Don Dozo away.
It's the bigger guy who bullies the little kids because he wants to be the other kids.
Yeah, I just want to be like him when I grow up. I can't be him. You're right, Don Dozo. You can't, man. Don Dozo is worse. United Wings. That's all it is.
Yeah.
But no. Moving on. We got some Q&A. I'm gonna go through these questions real quick. See if we have any real questions. Normally, Subin snuffs them all out, but I don't know if we have any real ones this time. Okay, we have a question here. Ask the pod. Thoughts on Vespa Queen EX? We forgot about that one.
I had Vespa Queen EX eventually. Vespa Queen EX, I think the card's good. I think that card is super playable. And if it gets a good enough engine, it's definitely good. Because you're pretty much just doing 200, going Hawlucha, 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 Hawlucha. And then, you can go double Hawlucha.
That's too many Hawluchas. Now they're just on the bench just for no reason. They're just on the bench now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very, very, very good. I think Vespa Quinn's gonna be good eventually.
I don't think so. There's too many. You got to put down two Hawluchas. Now they're just on the bench taking up bench space for no reason. There's no scoop up net anymore.
That's Tinglu. That's what Tinglu does.
I mean, to be fair, Tinglu's terrible though.
Okay.
Not with Gita.
Gita.
Not with Gita. I'm trying to tell you.
Same thing.
Not with Gita. Okay. Watch.
When
this set drops on PTCGL, I'm gonna have like a 4-hour stream just playing decks with Gita.
And James, right.
I'll show you guys. I'll show you, James. Hater. I'll show you. Another question we have from Scavenger: where's Steuben? Anyone who's just tuning in and wondering where Steuben is, Steuben had a prior commitment. We were trying to get something done before these two went off the worlds, and Steuben was like, "Hey, just do it without me." I'm like, "Bet, it's gonna be a lot more fun anyway. Funner, the funnest, funnier." It's gonna be fun. We're having a good time, right?
Yeah.
No, Superman. And just to peel back the curtain behind the scenes, Superman and I talked about doing solo episodes before and stuff like that, and going on without each other. Superman done it a couple times because I had stuff come up. But I say, I tell Superman, I said the best thing we have going on is our dynamic. He's the laid back, serious one. I'm the funny, goofy guy, and it's just it's the yin and the yang.
Yeah.
You gotta have a good mixture. Which leads me to our next question. This is from Little Frizz. He said, give us your best Steuben impersonation, Gazer, and have you guys rate it. I would need my curly wig or something like that. I don't have it on me right now. But I would talk real monotone like this, and I would say, Gazer, I'm tired of your scams, Gazer. And just a lot of sighs and deep breaths. Like I'm just frustrated with everything in the world and just everyone in general. Was that point on? Was that like Steuben? Was that spot
was
on?
Awesome. Close enough? That was a good. That was a good.
He goes like, da, 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 da. Like when he gets worked up. That's like the tone of his voice.
Oh, hold on, I lost him. What'd you say?
He does this thing with his voice when he's all worked up. He goes like, da, 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 da. The pace and tone of his voice.
If I used to have a wig where I used to put on the wig and like wear a beanie and like, hey, I'm Steuben, but I misplaced it. I got to come back with it. Maybe for my next stream, I'll put it on or something like that. Looking for any more serious questions. Passmentute, Steuben, you guys, these questions, you guys are jokes. You're a joke, Steuben. You're a joke, Passmentute. Okay, I found another question. Here we go. From Will Be Hidden. Can Gazer do his world famous Stonejourner cosplay? Will, you're also a joke. So no. Have you guys seen that though, where I wear the Stonejourner box on my head and it's ridiculous. Never
No,
doing.
I've not seen that.
Yeah, never doing that again. But yeah, I think that was our Ask the Pod segment. The most serious question was the Vespa Queen, which I don't think is that great. I don't think it's that
Seems
great.
fine. I think like, if you find a consistent way to charge it up, it seems okay.
I guess you would go, you could blow yourself up with Fortress, or you can go Cherem and attach to the Combee before you evolve it. Then evolve the Combee, I guess. There's ways to get it going, but I feel like getting the damage on board with, 18 different Hiluchas isn't a good play. So I don't
Yeah, I don't know.
know.
I think that card's good. There's no way that card's bad. In the Lost Zone box, you just put 10 on Comp Phase, and then you just go kill your attacker, kill your Comp Phase, go get off my table or something. I don't know. Be cocky about it. As soon as you Vespa Queen them, you have to be cocky. You have to be like, oh man, you're so bad. You're letting a bee kill you, man.
You're losing to my Vespa Queen deck? I
You're
can't
losing
believe
to a
you.
wasp.
All right, you guys, it's time for the game of Sweeping the Nation. Everyone loves this game. I'm gonna say this game is sponsored by Dark Side Games in Las Vegas, Nevada. Check out darksidegames.com. Use code word GAL to save 10% on all singles. This game is gonna be sponsored by Dark Side. I've decided that now. It's what's happening. Josh Hatter, Andrew, if you guys are listening, you guys sponsor this segment now. This is the Dark Side segment. You guys sponsor this game. This game is called Where They From. James, you told me you've been setting up for this segment.
I have. I've been studying.
You said you didn't want to, just do terrible. Lucas, you have no idea what's going on, do you?
No.
What's gonna happen here? I'm gonna give you guys three different Pokemon, and you guys have to tell me where they from. You guys can tell me the generation. You guys can tell me the region. You can say Unova. You can say Unova. You guys could say Kanto or Kanto, whatever you guys
I'm
want to
so
say.
messed up. I'm so effed up. I'm
Well,
so done.
we'll
I'm so
let
done.
James has said he's been studying. He wants to, do well with this. So we'll let James lead you. So James get the first question, Lucas you get the second, and James will get the last one, the follow-up
Yep.
question. These are gonna be Pokemon who are kind of, forgettable. Where you're like, who's that guy? Where's he from? So that's why we do it, where are they from? All right,
Exactly.
James, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Your first Pokemon. Skitty.
Kitty.
Gotta be quick, gotta be quick, gotta be quick. I'm sorry,
Gen
time's up.
4.
Okay, I'm gonna steal the point. Gen 3.
It's too late. It was his question, not yours. I'm sorry. Skitty Skitty is Gen 3. Lucas, how'd you know that so quickly?
Oh, it just made sense. I don't
It just makes sense.
know. Like, it just felt like a Gen 3 mon.
James, you did all that studying for no reason.
I did.
We do have it if whoever has the highest score at the end of this season will win a dinner date with myself and Steuben. We're going to Applebee's. So I don't know if you guys have ever been to Applebee's before. You guys had a
Will you
chance to go
fly
to
me out to
Applebee's.
California?
Yeah.
No, we come to you.
Oh,
We come.
yo.
But you guys are off to a bad start right now. You guys are 0 for 1. Our highest
What do you
ranking
mean?
is someone's gone 3 for 3 before. It was our
Wait.
Breaker friends, Dark Legacy and Furion, but they bribed us with codes. So they went 3 for 3. Their final question was Pikachu, and they got that one right, so.
Okay, I need to appeal your decision. I need to appeal your decision. I knew that I thought of Gen 3 the second you said that. I just didn't say it because I thought that James was supposed to say it. I didn't think I was supposed to
James
say
was supposed to say it, and he's the one who studied. I can't believe this.
Okay.
Yeah.
I
Okay.
need the point. Give me
Lucas, I
the
got
point
one
if
for
I
you,
try
though.
it.
Look, let's see if
Give
you
me
can
the
get this
point if
one
I
right.
try it. Fine.
Okay. Snover.
Snover. That's Gen 5, right?
Lucas, I'm sorry. Snover's actually Generation 4.
No.
I was thinking that. No.
Snover's actually Generation 4. I'm sorry. You guys are 0 for 2. James, last question for you. Hopefully, you guys get one and don't go 0 for. We never had anyone go 0 for before. That'll be pretty sad if you did that.
Can we at least get a half point for me knowing Skitty?
Get half a point. Yes. You guys have.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, James, last question for you. Last Pokemon. Pincurchin.
I don't even know what that
Eight.
Okay, you're right. Pincurchin is
Oh.
Generation 8.
Yeah. I
Yeah.
played Sword and Shield, so I know that.
Okay.
I didn't even remember what that Pokemon was.
I know, that's the point.
The porcupine one.
Yes, it's the porcupine one that lives on under the sea.
No, no, you're thinking of
Pincushion.
Pukumuku.
No, that's Pincushion.
You're thinking of Pukumuku.
So Pincushion is purple and yellow, and it's electric type.
Yeah, that's Pincushion.
No, Pincushion's electric type. Pukumuku is the water type.
Yeah, Pincushion's the one that's under the sea, something, red crab and mermaid.
You didn't see the remake, did you?
I didn't see the mermaid.
No. I haven't seen the remake either. I need to go see it, though. I'm a big Little Mermaid fan. I like it. I'm a big Disney fan in general. My son's in there watching Moana as we speak. But I haven't seen the remake yet. I need to see that.
Yeah.
Should be good. So that was the game. Where are they from? You guys have 1.5 points. So you guys didn't do the worst. You guys are the first team to ever get half a point, though. So congratulations on that.
Good job, Lucas.
Yeah, I think that deserves an Applebee's.
You guys, we're going to wrap this pod up. This has been a blast. I appreciate you guys for being here. This is your chance to give any shout outs, anything you guys want to say. James, the floor is yours. I'll let you start off first, man. Where we can follow you, where can we find you at?
Find me on Twitter or X if you're cringe. At Professor Poke with 3 S's, one word. Also YouTube, the same tag. I haven't posted there in a while, but
YouTube hard, grinding. Man. I don't blame you. YouTube hard. Too hard.
And then shout out to Lucas, who's my testing friend.
Shout out to
Lucas. Yeah.
And Lucas, any shout outs or where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Lucas Oldale. Shout out to James. Shout out to the Tabletop Village group. They've been really helpful. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the Zephyr Epic. Shout out to Zephyr Epic. Shout out to Wiser. Shout out to Treasure Chest. All awesome people. Awesome leagues. James, did you get my DM? We need to do the same. We need to do okay. I'm gonna count down, okay? And then we're gonna say the full word, okay? We're gonna say the full thing.
What a second.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Buckethead Brigade! Yeah. It's just
a little out of sync, but I get the idea. I get Jared's going for there. But no, you guys, appreciate you guys coming through and hanging out. This has been a blast, man. You guys can find this podcast wherever you can find all podcasts, Spotify, Google, your iPhone, your Android. I wish Steuben was here for this part. He knows what to say. He likes to ramble on. But yeah, this episode
to leave us a 3-star review.
We want 5 stars.
Okay. Make sure to leave us a review. You can find us on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music,
your Android phone,
anywhere you find your computer. Computer. Yep.
No, make sure you guys leave those reviews. We need those reviews. They're very helpful. But no, Lucas, James, appreciate you guys stopping through. This was the Gust of Wind podcast. We are wrapping it up. We are out of there. See you guys.
Bye.